God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's wedding week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Natalia and Leif joining us together this morning. Natalia, let's start with you. What's going on?
We're getting married in a couple months, and I want my wedding day to be perfect. Leif and I, we don't eat meat, and I do not want to serve meat to my guests. It just doesn't make any sense to serve dead animal when I don't even eat dead animal. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Are you guys like totally committed? You're like vegan, like, so it's no fish, no dairy, no none of that? Or are you like pseudo vegetarians, right? Because there's like 5 different levels of vegetarian now, Anna, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah, I used to be a vegetarian. I'm a vegan now.
Oh, okay.
So no animal products whatsoever.
All right. Well, fully committed then at this point. Leif, what is your problem with this?
I just don't think you can invite hundreds of people to come party and expect them to not eat meat. These people are just going to be pissed off, I think. Anybody, you know, a lot of our friends are actually vegetarian, but then there's so many that aren't, and their friends, and who knows who else is just gonna maybe not even show up.
Well, I think you've got a somewhat valid point. I'll just offer one more thing as devil's advocate. Those that normally eat meat, you're either going to have to trick into giving them something filling that's not meat that day, or you're gonna have a lot of people plastered at your wedding.
That too.
Whenever I go to a wedding where there's not enough food, I'm always annoyed when I have to go to the diner after.
Yeah.
And you know when you have to make that run, like there wasn't enough food, it wasn't good, and you're like, oh,
people
right.
are going to make an early exit. It's possible.
I mean, I understand no, where you guys are coming from.
We have amazing options, and, like, people aren't going to be hungry. I mean, like, I have this amazing vegan mac and cheese that I'm ordering. And, like, vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, there's just, like, a lot of options, and we're actually helping our friends, to be quite honest, to eat a little healthier for one day.
Yeah. You sound like a vegan, because the people that normally eat meat, those options, nobody cares about something that looks like a hamburger made from a portobello mushroom. They don't care.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm into a vegetarian lasagna.
Yeah, for a whole night.
But it's their wedding. It's their wedding. Guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Natalia, that it's your wedding, and if that's what you want to serve, then you're allowed to do anything you want. But they may see Leif's side, too, is that you want your guests to be happy, and maybe, you know, pushing your beliefs on your guests isn't really the right thing to do. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah. I'm totally down.
Excellent, people. This way to the hummus carving station. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Wedding week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Leif and Natalia, both vegetarians, and want to have a vegetarian wedding. But Leif says it's not a good idea since a lot of their guests, hundreds of them, you know, don't have the same eating habits that they do.
Listen, if this was 30 or 40 people and some sort of luncheon type dinner party, I think that, you know what? Absolutely. And I think that you can offer it as an option, but making it a requirement for everybody there, it's kind of weird.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. There are going to be a lot of people there that eat meat, and they're going to be very upset if they're hungry and all they have is vegetables or something not filling. And they're going to be hungry through the whole wedding and, like Raven said, probably leave early. Yeah, I think they need to serve regular food.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Wedding week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court here on Star 99.9. Natalia and Leif are both vegetarians. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Natalia says their wedding should be all vegetarian because that's what they believe in, says it'll be healthy for their guests. Leif says we can't ask our guests that eat meat not to just because that's what we believe.
Yeah, I understand that she wants to go ahead and expose her friends and family to something new and go ahead and maintain their moral beliefs. At the same time, listen, you're talking over 100 people. You're talking about a lot of booze in the mix. It's probably not the day to do that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. I think that it's their wedding and they should do what they want. I had a wedding where people tried to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm. And what did you end up ultimately doing? You did what they told you, didn't you?
I did both, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to take other people's thoughts into consideration, but it was my wedding. I was paying for it.
Right. Did either of those choices have to do with the food?
No, they didn't, but...
No, I didn't think so. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. Right, serve octopus, because that's what you believe. Right, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I had a lot of tripe at my wedding, because my father wanted it.
Hi,
I'm definitely on his side. Look, nobody wants to go to a vegan wedding. It doesn't matter how beautiful the wedding is, how much fun it is. People are going to be talking about how much the food sucks. And, I mean, honestly, as somebody who absolutely loves mac and cheese, if I went to a wedding and I was told, oh, yeah, there's a great vegan mac and cheese, all it is a tease. I'm sorry. Like, shoving your veganism down somebody's throat is the exact same as shoving somebody's religion down your throat. You do you. You want to be vegan. That's great. But even though a wedding is about the bride and groom, the reception is really for the guests.
And I like how you're savage. They're just gonna be made fun of. She's like,
right.
Cutthroat.
Right. She's totally legit.
She's like,
thank you for the call. Appreciate
dumb
that. Right.
Veganism.
Right. Right. Don't ruin my mac and cheese. All right. Mac and cheese is the one thing I'm counting on here. Don't you screw it up for me. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. I am 100% on the side of the husband. I think that the wife is crazy to think she should serve all her guests vegan mac and cheese, and if I went to that wedding, my gifts would reflect my dissatisfaction.
You know what? Anna said the same thing while we were talking to them originally. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. People are really, really, really identifying with the mac and cheese, Anna. Don't screw with it.
Well, the funny part is that I don't want to sound mean, but I would go right in the bathroom and take $50 out of that
envelope.
You
told me. That's going to cover your diner costs after.
All right. I think we've got a verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Leap, our audience agreed with you. You're having guests at the wedding. You have to cater to everybody. Having vegetarian options, of course you should do, but you should also have options for your meat lovers, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, babe, it's going to be fine, you know? I know you're going to be sad about it.
Wow. You know what you can do is you can use for your place cards at the tables where people use different things to seek them out. You can use those sad billboards they use, like, which chicken should we murder today?
Oh.
The curious one?
Oh.
The cute one? You can use photos of those the table numbers.
No.
Where are you going? I'm going to outstretched chicken head, table number 4. That's where I'm going.
No. Those billboards on 95, they make me so sad.
To beef slaughterhouse, table number 9. Did
Come
you see
on.
That photo? That's good.
God.
Okay. On that note, thank you for joining us this morning, I guess. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.